Next, we're going to go over the female reproductive cycle, which is sometimes also called the menstrual cycle. And I want to point out that the process of making sperm and eggs is similar in terms of the hormones involved. But in the female, the process is a little bit more complicated because the female body has to cyclically produce conditions that would allow for a fertilized egg to develop into an embryo and then into a fetus. Whereas with the male, it's more of a constant production of sperm. There's not as much of a cyclical aspect to it. So I'm going to cover the menstrual cycle, which I want to point out is made up of two separate cycles, which usually occur simultaneously. One of these cycles is going to be taking place in the ovaries, and the other is going to be taking place in the uterus. So two cycles make up the menstrual cycle, but they do take place usually simultaneously, although I do want to point out that there are times when either the ovarian portion of the cycle or the uterine portion of the cycle is not occurring while the other one is. So they don't have to occur together, they just usually do.